Would you tell the story about turning your bicycle into wind chimes?
Sure. So I had carried the frame of my bike around for about 8 or 9 years after I got hurt. I just couldn't throw it away. It was too meaningful to me. And in the book, I write that if it was like, if it was small enough to be a pendant, I would have had it on a chain around my neck. But it was also something that was holding me back. And I had found a friend, you know, in that ninth year or so, who was very creative. And I was telling her about my bike frame and what do I do with it? And she said, well, let's turn it into a wind chime. And I'm like, what? I mean, so she comes over one night with her tools and her saws and stuff. And so we started sawing it apart and we put it together in the frame, in the fashion of a wind chime. So the parts of the wind chime are the parts of my bike. And it became a real metaphor for me about transformation, that by holding on to the frame, the dusty, broken, bent frame with still the evidence tag on it, I was holding myself back, wishing for and hoping that I might go back to that someday, which it wasn't going to happen. So by taking the bike and turning it into a wind chime, it had a new function, kind of like me. I had a new purpose in life. I could sing, just like the, not sing, but I sang my song of teaching and learning and helping others and supporting others in their growth, just as the wind chime does when the wind hits it and it sings out a new song.